All right. Welcome, welcome, folks, back to another episode. I took a little break of the Career Talks podcast. I'm your host, as always, Orlando Haynes. Super excited to be here. Hopefully some of you missed me. If not, no worries. I missed you. So definitely continue to bring the heat with the professionals and the experts, and just want to share tremendous value on this platform and the podcast, providing you actionable advice for your career and life. But before we get started in bringing this amazing guest, if you've seen the flyer, Crystal Williams, you guys don't even know what you're in for. So just get a pen and paper ready. Let's get it. So this episode and all episodes going forward will be sponsored by the Career Accelerator Planner. This is a planner created by myself and my partner, Karen Turner. We came together, saw a gap to where you're able to track your performance, your value, and your projects all in one place. When it comes time to those crucial conversations around performance, anything with, thinking about it, promotions, things like that, you're tracking your value all in one spot around the projects you've done within your career. So great tool for you to have. We're also going to be coming out with a digital copy, but you can go to the careeracceleratorplanner.com and grab yourself an official copy. So, Miss Crystal Williams, if you've seen the title, I'm sure you like, yes, let's get to the check. Let's get those digits. Let's run up the numbers. You're in for a surprise, folks. But Miss Crystal Williams, she is definitely a career coach. She is the host of, get this, the Peculiar Career Chit Chat podcast. Very unique name. Love that. She does a Monday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time career prosperity call. Everyone needs prayer. Pray over your business. Pray over your career. Pray over your life. Plead the blood. She knows what I'm talking about when I say that. You need all of that daily. And she is the founder of the You Brand Academy. Let me bring on Miss Crystal Williams.
Hi, everybody. Thank you so much, Orlando, for having me on your platform.
Thank you. Thank you so much for joining me, bringing me back. I took a long break, and I was like, I don't know if I'm going to come back. Maybe I should, I shouldn't. Then I came across your information. You were doing a dual podcast with another young lady. I was like, oh, I got to get Crystal on. They're my inspiration to come on back. So super
welcome
excited.
Back. Welcome back.
Thank you. So without further ado, first introduce yourself to the folks, and then I have a follow-up question to that.
Yes. Hi, everybody. Good evening. My name is Crystal Williams, as Orlando said. I am a thought leader in the career and professional development industry, and I'm going to tell you how I got in that industry a little bit later. But just to give you a little bit of background about me, I have over 10 years of exposure in the government, in corporate America, and in the nonprofit space. And I just love what I do, And I transition authentically and unapologetically into this career field. And I'm just going to jump into the question that you want to ask. But I got into this career field, for one, it was a calling. So I knew that my life had greater purpose to it. Not to say that I didn't like what I was doing in corporate America, which was accounting work, IT auditing work, and financial auditing. I loved it, but I knew there was a greater purpose on my life. So, you know, I fell in love with mentoring, fell in love with actually assisting individuals to accelerate authentically within their 9-to-5 career journey. And, you know, we're going to really get into it tonight, because Absolutely. This is the phrase that I always would hear people say is, you know, how are you liking your job, or how are you liking your career? And they would say, I'm just here to collect this check.
That's good. And that's true. That's true. Yeah. You hear a lot of people say that. So, folks, as you're tuning in, definitely say hello. Shamika McCoy, hello. Do you have this live on your platform as well?
Yeah, I should. I don't think so. I don't know. But I did invite people to this link. Yes.
No worries. Hello. Thank you for joining. But yeah, say hello. Have any questions throughout the broadcast, definitely, and I'll field them to Crystal. She can answer them. But second question to the follow-up on how you got in is where did you come up with that? So you touched on it, but what did that in your brain say, you know what, I need to build kind of a program or a teaching around the collect the check mindset? What is that exactly?
Yes. So every time I really say that phrase, people are like, collect the check? You mean we collect the check on a bi-weekly basis or a monthly basis. So what does that really mean? Is it a good thing or is it a bad thing? And in the way that we're going to be talking about it tonight, it's really a bad mentality to have, you know, and we're going to talk about all the things that of why it's so bad, what it can do to you in your career journey and so forth. But I came up with it because, like I was saying earlier, I would ask people all the time, what is it that do you like what you're doing? Is it, do you like what you, where you're going, the trajectory of your career? Do you like the people you work with, or do you like the corporation that you work with? And a lot of times they'll be like, I'm just here. Oh, I'm just here. And why is this like the norm? And so it wasn't my norm, but I do, you know, see how it can be other people's norms if they don't have the proper, you know, principles in place or the proper beliefs in place to help them really and truly authentically and unapologetically accelerate in their career journey. I can see how they can get the collect the check mindset.
Yeah. And that's, it's funny because, and I don't want to sound like I'm coming for those folks or kind of picking on them, but if you have the power to make the switch, right? And that doesn't mean just post for a job or apply for a job, but yeah, get a coach, develop new tools, techniques, things that doesn't mean you have to go back to school or anything like that and get, you know, an extra degree or tons of certifications. But yeah, it's to go in day to day and deal with that and just have that mindset, like I'm here to collect a check. I'm like, well, you're settled. You're just in that mode. Stop saying it because you're going to be there for a while.
Listen, your words are powerful. And exactly. If you don't know it, now you know.
In life, in the power of the tongue. Yes, yes.
Yes.
So with that, when did you start creating this? And it's a program or just to clarify?
So the collect the check mindset is something that I talk about and educate individuals of how to dismantle that type of mindset. So we're definitely going to jump into that today. But before we jump into it, I definitely have to give you the working definition of what the collect the check mindset is. And so if you have your notes, your pen and paper, write it down. You have your phone, you're taking notes up there. Write it down, or you can screen record this after I'm finished. All right. So the collect the check mindset or mentality is when a professional who knowingly or unknowingly does not recognize the value in their current position, leading to disengagement in the workplace, right? That's never good. Never good. And so also they thrive on these statements, and I'm about to give them to you, just like how I've seen and heard people say them to me. Okay. It's, I just work to get paid. Or I'm just doing this for the money to pay my bills, you know, or I'm not into this type of work. Really? I'm just doing this work to collect my check. So that's the working definition. And that is what the collect the mindset sounds like. Yeah. So if you ever heard anybody say that, you can say, you got to collect the check mindset. Look, and we got to overcome that. And so that's what I really want to get into tonight. How do you overcome that? And like, what is it that, you know, is why is it so disruptive, right? And so this type of mindset is really disruptive because it disrupts your peace. It disrupts your peace in your career journey. I don't know about y'all, but I'm all about my peace. Look, my peace and my paper. All about all about collecting. I'm also about my peace too. And when you have that type of mentality of going into work or doing a task and you're just like, I'm just here to do it. listen, your peace is disrupted. There's something deeper that's going on inside of you, and we need to get to the bottom of that, right?
Absolutely. I love that. Peace in my paper, As you said, right? Peace in my paper.
Yes.
You got to either put that on the t-shirt. You have to stretch that out. You have to develop something around that, because that's so catchy. And it's powerful in its short statement, right? My piece in my paper. Man, look.
Yes, yes.
That's a podcast on its own.
Oh my goodness, Orlando. It definitely is. And so these are some things that I come up with. Like, I have like the career commandments, you know, like the 10 commandments. Those are the career commandments. So thou shall value peace in your career journey. Peace and your paper in your career journey.
love it. So let me, before you jump into it, we keep saying that, but because you're hitting value and you're dropping nuggets now. So when you say people don't recognize the value in their current role, I'm not sure if you're going to go into that, but that's, some people may say they don't recognize their value. I'm not sure if you're saying it that way, but you're saying the value in their current role. Speak to that a little bit, because that's, I like that.
Yes. So I don't care where you're at in your career. You can be at entry level. You can be at executive level, and you can still have the collective check mindset, right? To a certain degree. Okay. But what I mean by when you don't see the value in your current position is that you don't see that this position you're in can help or be a stepping stone to the next level that you are seeking. Like every position that you're in it for a purpose, but you have to have that type of mindset to understand and believe that like this task over here, it's not in vain. It's not in vain. And when you have the collect the check mindset, you basically are saying, forget this task. I'm just here again to get this money and go about my day. So finding value in that, and we're gonna get we can just skip to it right quick. And the way you find value in your actual task or assignment that you're doing on a daily basis, that you may just like, I'm just here. Guess what? You have to take inventory. Take inventory of the skills that you like to use. Take inventory of the skills that you love and wouldn't mind using on a daily basis. Something about what you're doing, it must be something that you enjoy doing or that you kind of like to do. Just take inventory of that. Write a list. What is it that I like to do versus what is it that I don't like to do? And the list that has, you know, what the things that you like to do on it, you want to give energy to those things. You want to talk to your managers. You want to talk to a career coach such as myself and figure out strategies on how you can leverage the skills that you like to do, the skills that you enjoy to do, the skills that ignite your soul. Like, what is it that gets me up in the morning? You know, it has to be something. And I know a lot of people might think, oh, money get me up in the morning. No, it doesn't matter. Like I said, the collective check mindset can be at the entry level or the exec level. And if you know at the entry level, you're not making that much. But at the exec level, you are making money, right? And you can still be unhappy with your career journey, or you can still have, I'm just here, or you can still be quote unquote unfulfilled in what you are doing on a day-to-day basis.
Love it. Folks, y'all can take that in itself. Like, you might have to buy the rest of the material and content she's about to drop, but just on that alone, that shakes the foundation of so many people who have that mindset to be like, holy cow, she's right. If I take inventory of what I love to do, that I do every day, how can I leverage that to the next level? Let me stop looking at this as a dead end versus a stepping stone. Love that.
Because guess what? When you do that little exercise I just gave you all, you are inviting clarity in your life. You're inviting some form of career clarity to your career journey. And that's all that you will want to do if you find yourself having the collect the check mindset. seeking
folks that are watching. Exactly. Just welcome a few more folks. Shannon E, thank you for joining. I'll mess up your name. Lagia Benson. I apologize, but thank you for joining. JR, thank you always for the support. For what she just said about the take inventory, can I get a few emojis, mic drops in there as we progress? That was just in some fires, because that was fire. All right. So let's get into it, Crystal. All you, how do we start to pivot? What's the first step? How do we get out of that collect, aside from taking inventory? What's next for us?
Yes. So one thing you want to do, and before I go on, I just want to name some other, just in case you don't understand what the collect the check mindset is, or just in case you're just like, well, how do I know, and why don't I really want to have this mindset in your career? Mm-hmm. It's because it invites confusion. Like I just talked about, we talked about, you know, getting or gaining career clarity with writing that list of what you like versus what you don't like, right? And so if you have the collect the check mindset, you're inviting confusion in your career journey. You're opening the door of to a toxic work environment, you know, in your workplace. Not only are you affecting your career journey, but you're affecting others around you, whether you know it or not. Your attitude, your demeanor, the way you talk, the way you walk, all of that is being impacted or influenced. Like, you're the vibe that you got is not good.
Shamika's like, bump the podcast. Just go to the ubrandacademy.com. Let's get it going. Love it, Shamika. Push that out. Like, just get to it. Sign up now. Get the coaching now. Love it. But yeah, I love that. Yeah, with the because you're going deeper now, right? So you're talking about the overall presence of somebody walking in the door and the weight, and that mindset puts such a weight on their shoulders, and it's visible.
Woo.
Right? It's visible, and you wonder why things are not happening for you, because you're complaining about the things that happened to you, but you're the one that's bringing it forth, right? You bringing that spirit forth of just, like, I love the way you say it. Just, I'm just here to collect this check and I'm out.
Yeah, it's such a horrible mentality to have, but unfortunately some people have it, and that's why I do what I do, because I really want to bring happiness back to people, to professionals in the work environment. I want to help reclaim your joy, your peace, your happiness, all of that. And in doing so, I have to help you dismantle the collect the check mindset. I have to help you dismantle, you know, that behavior or that toxic behavior you may not even know that you have, but through conversations, we're going to get down to the nitty gritty. We're going to develop strategies on how you can reclaim all the joy and the peace that's promised to you in your career journey.
Love it. I need somebody to say, I'm ready. Let's go in the chat so we can get Crystal to unpack this thing. I ain't got nothing else to say. The floor is yours.
So let's just go.
Another
reason you don't want to have the collect the check mindset is because you are literally inviting and specializing in mediocrity. Mediocrity. And for those that don't know what mediocrity means, or mediocre means, it means of moderates or low quality value or ability in performance. But listen, last time I checked that you were, you know, fearfully and wonderfully made. Last time I checked that you were a masterpiece. Last time I checked, you were unique. So why thrive on being mediocre? Collect the check mindset. Why do that? You know? And so I want you to put in the chat, I declare that I choose to show up as a masterpiece instead of showing up mediocre. Can we just put that in the chat? I choose to show up as a masterpiece instead of showing up mediocre. And so I say choose because it is a choice. You have a choice to show up in excellence, to perform in excellence. Or you have a choice to, it's okay. But let me tell you, your reputation is going to follow you. And if you want that type of reputation, then yeah, go for it. But if you don't, I encourage you to show up as a masterpiece, show up as somebody who operates in excellence and thrives on and chooses to thrive instead of surviving their career journey.
Let me run it back real quick, because you said that they specialize in it.
Yeah.
Like, y'all got high levels of skill of being average. That's not what we want, people. That is not what we want. That means you specialize in it. You got your master's degree in being mediocre.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, and sometimes we don't even know it. And sometimes we know it and don't even care.
Mm-hmm.
That's a problem.
That's
a problem. Yep. That's right. JR said it. She said, I choose to show up as a masterpiece instead of showing up mediocre.
Yep. Yes. I love it.
I don't know. I wish we can charge live right now, because all this free content is too much.
It's too much.
We're going to have to make this super short, cut it into part two. You're going to have to pay for entry. Let's go.
Yes. So, you all, I mean, I went over quite a few reasons as to why you don't want to have the collect the check mindset and why it's really detrimental to your career journey. I mean, you all, I encourage you to want to level up. I encourage you to want to be a masterpiece, but I can only lead you so far as a career coach. It is the work you have to put in to overcome this feeling of, I'm just here. I'm just here to collect the check.
And let's be honest, that's hard to break.
Say that again.
It's hard to break if you've been in that, if you've been in that space for a minute, right? You in that JR, I know what I'm talking about. When you, if you find yourself under that, and you too, under that juniper tree, and you just like, oh, woe is me type mentality, it's hard to break.
It is. It really is. And if you find yourself in that, just listen, choose to want to change. Choose to be the change you want to see, right? Mm-hmm. If you want change in your career journey, you can get it. I always tell people all the time, career abundance, abundance meaning, mm-hmm. you know, all the things that you desire in your career, all the things that you're designed and destined to be, you know, it is for you. Career abundance is your portion. And so I tell my clients that all the time. And so that is literally the ultimate goal. It can be yours, but everybody's journey, everybody's way of getting there is different. You can't compare the way you reach career abundance or success in your career to someone else. But one of the ways I help people to dismantle that or overcome that collect the check mindset is defining your why or redefining your why for being in a particular industry. Maybe you find yourself in the industry, you're just like, man, I love it, but I don't even know if I like it or not anymore, or I just don't like it anymore. So I want you to really redefine your why. And it's not, oh, I'm just here to collect a check. It's not that. We talked about that. It's not that. It has to be deeper. And I want to encourage you to look at your job description. Look up your job description. You know, you can Google your job description. Look at some particular skills that you want to really zone in on. Look at particular tasks that you really want to, you know, flourish in. Maybe you haven't even developed or worked in that task yet, but you find it interesting, right? So you want to say, hey, I want to develop or upskill in this particular area of my career or in this industry, right? Or some of you may even say, oh, I just want to change industries altogether, okay? If that is the case, make sure you do some research on what type of positions are within that industry. Make sure you do some research on the type of roles and the responsibilities those roles entail. Do you find anything interesting? I always give my clients this type of pulse check. I said, they send me a job that they want to, you know, apply for. I'm like, okay, we're going to go through the exercise. Look at the roles and responsibilities. If you are ignited or excited about majority of what you're going to be doing, go mm-hmm. after it. If you're going down and you're like, oh, this don't excite me, this don't excite me, guess what? You can get to the role and not be excited either, and then fall back into the collect the check mindset, which is what we don't want to do.
Let me jump in there, because that's interesting, because I haven't heard anyone say it that way. Mm-hmm. And not to say it hasn't been said, but when you're looking through a job description, because most folks will say, yes, I'm qualified. But are you excited and ignited about it? That's two different sides of the coin. Mm-hmm. So talk about that. Why the excitement? Why the ignited part about that?
Yeah. So one of my main missions, and so why I'm in the career and professional development field, is to bring happiness. I want you to reclaim your joy, right? So a mm-hmm. part of reclaiming your joy is to help you find and literally strategically find what excites you. What is it? Let's talk about what, you know, gets your gears going. Let's talk about, you know, what you want to talk about in the meetings, you know, in the meetings, and you present on what excites you. Cause I don't want to hear people say, I don't like this job. I'm like, okay, so what you gonna do about it? That's my follow-up question. What are you gonna do about it? Yeah. Or when I ask them, what excites you about what you do? I don't know. That's a good question. Like, there shouldn't be a I don't know. Because when you go, this even trickles down in your interview process. Like, you have to show a sense of excitement for the role. You have to show some type of, like, why are you even invested in this company? You know what I mean? Why are you giving this company so much time if you find no excitement about it, or about the mission, or about the client you may be working with?
Love it. And I, you know, as you're talking, I thought through my career and was like, okay, what excited me about the role? Sometimes it wasn't the function of the role itself, because recruiting can get mundane, right? We all know if you've done recruiting. And I'm thinking, well, it's my interaction with stakeholders, senior leadership, C-level folks, and just the learning of the business, the learning of, you know, being around smart people. Like, that excites me. It's like, man, I'm gaining so much. Like, they're paying me to go to school inside the company. And I'm like, this is what drives me, where I can get some face time with some really intelligent people and see how they strategically think. So that's just me. But yeah, I love that. I mean, like, what element, what piece of your job gets you going?
Yes. And I like how you put it as well, because it may not just necessarily be in the job description itself, but it can be like the nature of the job. Mm-hmm. So recruiting, like you said, you go meet stakeholders. That excites you. So that's something to hold on to in the event, you know, you may seep back in the collect the check mindset mode. Mm-hmm. Or in the event something goes wrong in your career path, you have to grab hold to your why. And that's why your why has to be so strong. Like, it can't just be about the money. It can't just be, I know I'm gonna get paid in 2 weeks, so let's keep it moving. No, it has to be stronger than that, because that really leads to more engagement with the company that you're working for. You know, you can get promoted because of your engagement, your excitement for the role. I mean, it's so much opportunity in really, like, authentically being happy in your career journey.
So give you a personal question for you. Throughout your career, starting off, did you have that awareness then, or did it come later for you?
I did not have that awareness when I first started off my career. You know, it was kind of like, oh, I graduated from college. I need to go get this. I need to get this money. I need to pay these, you know, student loans off. Hello. But I wasn't as self-aware when I first started off in my career journey. It evolved over time. And I always say, you know, thank God for the evolve. Thank God for the evolution in my maturity. Thank God for the evolution in how I think about work, because it's so important. We're at work how many hours of the day, you know, or doing certain tasks. So it's something. So I had to really grab on to what it is that I literally enjoyed to do. What was it about my daily assignments that I liked? whether it be the engaging with stakeholders or making new, you know, doing business development. What was it about my career when I was in corporate that I liked?
So when was that pivot for you? Was it post corporate stepping into entrepreneurship, or was it still maybe at the latter part of your corporate?
I would say about midway through my corporate career, that's when I had gained more self-awareness. And I'll say that because that's when I started working with more people on how to really engage them with, you know, company activities and to really try to coach them on how to be authentic with their walk into corporate, or to just, you know, elevate authentically and apologetically. I had to, you know, get down to the nitty gritty as to what is it that makes not just me happy, but what other people, what are they saying that makes them happy as well? And so I found that, you know, a lot of people just say, oh, I'm just here, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I went to school for it. You know, I probably just need to work in it. Or I got so many answers, but
I probably just need to work in it.
But at the end of the day, what really like rubbed me like or irritated me the most is that he was saying, "I'm really happy here. I'm just, you know, I'm just here."
And I'm like, "That's interesting." Because if folks, if you don't know, if you watch the replay, you're watching now, you don't know Crystal's background. She's worked for, you know, global companies like well-known massive global companies like EY, and you would think on the outside looking in, you followed your dream and, you know, you're on this track and it's like, oh, she's doing her thing. She's with a, you know, this global company. What's next? Like, what else there to do but ascend to higher heights in your career? But lo and behold, it's like, it's not what you think.
Yeah, like for me, it was, again, being more self-aware and asking myself what it is that I really love to do, what I like to do. And then I just felt a tug in my spirits, and it's basically a calling. I was called to this industry. I knew nothing really about it. I just kind of like, if I fell into it organically, and I was like, wow, I could really be somebody's career coach or career strategist, because I literally did it and didn't get paid for it. Like initially. So that's also another pulse check for everybody. Like if you do something and you're not getting paid for it and you don't mind not getting paid for it, then that may be your calling. That may be something that you need to really look into, pray about and see how can I really start to maneuver or navigate in this new industry or build a business around it, right?
Yep. Awesome. So let's go a little deeper. Let's go a little deeper of how to debunk, get out of, separate yourself from collect the check mindset.
Yeah, so how to go deeper, how to separate yourself. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we talked about how to, you know, make the list. We talked about redefining your why you do certain things. And another thing, I would seek out resources. And I think you touched on this earlier, Orlando, on how like career coaches, seek out resources within your organization that you work for. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of organizations that I work for had career coaches on site. Guess what? I did not know about that when I was working there. Wow. No idea until after I left the firms. And I was like, well, why didn't, you know, people publicize about this? It was maybe because they knew, you know, they might get some career clarity. They might leave. But no, you want to seek out resources within or with or outside of your workplace, because you want to really get the clarity you need, have people to ask you those thought-provoking questions and how you can really maneuver authentically and utilize the skills or utilize your strengths, put more energy towards your strengths to really shine and be the light in your workplace. Like, you want to do that.
How important is... And if you have a personal story that you can share, you can do that, or a client story, mentorship, because it's talked about and I've seen it kind of die down a bit. Certain folks are really honing in on it, but talk to us about how mentorship can support that shift in having that collective tech mindset.
Listen, mentorship is absolutely essential. I need you to just get this in your head. Mentorship is absolutely essential to your version of career success. I say your version because everybody has different forms or versions or ideas of what success looks like. And your mentor can assist you in getting there. You can talk to your mentor, ask them, you know, how did you, you know, pivot in this area? How did you go from point A to point Z or point A or whatever in your career journey? You can ask all of those questions to a mentor. And for me, I've had a mentor from the beginning of my career journey to now. Okay. It's so imperative. And these mentors, they can be, or they can work with you. They don't have to work with you. It could be like a family member. It could be a former colleague, a current colleague, but somebody you can organically build a relationship with is going to be key. They don't necessarily have to be in your industry. They don't, but I mean, finding somebody in your industry is preferred, but I've had many of mentors outside of my industry as well.
See, it's funny for me, I've never had a direct mentor in how I think of a mentor, they'll go with you throughout the entire journey, right? That's someone within your council, you know, your circle of counsel that you can reach out to. But I've had guidance. I've had guides through each organization, but never a mentor. So definitely I'm gonna make that a priority to get a mentor that can carry me through. But yeah, that's interesting. So I like your point of view that you said you kept one through or a couple?
No, it's multiple mentors. Yeah. So maybe I had a mentor during my season with the government, had a mentor during my season at EY, Deloitte, and inside and outside of work. And then when I transitioned from, you know, the corporate world to this industry, the professional development industry, and running my own business as an entrepreneur, I sought mentorship as well in a business coach. It was imperative that I had somebody, you know, teaching me certain things, because when you want to do things or do better within your career journey, you want that type of guidance. You want that type of mentorship or that coach to help get you there, not necessarily faster, but they will help you prevent from making some of the mistakes that someone would make if they don't have a coach or a mentor.
Absolutely, absolutely. So with some of the clients you work with, are you seeing them having that collective check mindset, or was that something you experienced more so on the job of peers? And you're like, God, what is going on? Why are you here? If this is what
I was saying. Yeah, I would definitely say both. I definitely experienced it while, you know, I was working in corporate America or just anywhere that I worked. But I definitely have clients that have come to me and I say, kudos to you. You know what? You want to do something about overcoming the collective check mindset. You want to dive a little deeper into gain career clarity into why you're doing what you're doing or why or what do you even like to do. Want to dive deeper. So I commend my clients first for even coming to speak to me, because you have to acknowledge, or I have to acknowledge, that it takes courage. It takes courage to get help. But I say, you know, getting help is not a sign of, you know, defeat. It's a sign of maturity, because you're saying to yourself, I can do better. I deserve better. Can somebody hashtag I deserve better? Look. Yeah.
Hashtag I deserve better, absolutely. Along with the other one, yeah, I choose to show up.
Yes,
as a masterpiece.
Show up as a masterpiece.
Love yes. that. So, with some of your clients, because I want to bring it some folks to hear some also some practical things that you've done and helped folks transform. What were some of the biggest changes that you might have helped some folks get through from that mindset that you've seen some cool results from?
Yes. Letting, helping people understand their value and what they should value. You know, we go through a list of things of, you know, what excites them. Okay, do you value that? Is there value there? Do you see how your current position is literally a stepping stone to where you're trying to get? Instead of looking at it as like, yeah, I work here, but it has nothing to do with what I really want to do. Mm. It has everything to do with what you want to do. Whether it's like you're communicating effectively, whether it's like you're making the connections with people, you know, you communicate with people in any job that you have, basically, right? Yeah. If you want to go from a cashier to a broadcaster, guess what they have in common? Communication. You're communicating with people that come through the drive-through at the fast food restaurant. And guess what you're doing as a broadcaster? You're communicating with individuals that see you on TV. So if you can get your communication skills right at the drive-through window, come on. You can be the best broadcaster ever. And that's just a really common transferable skill. And people say, what is transferable skill? It's a skill that you can literally take from one industry to the next. Communication, that's one. We're always communicating with each other, right? We're always making connections. Networking, the way how we communicate, you know? All of that must take into account when you are thinking about different industries you want to transfer to. Communication skills are so necessary. Yes, very, very necessary. And this even leads to, you know, preparing for your interview. Like you got to communicate. You got to understand the value that you bring to the table. You know, have to understand that. What are the ingredients? This is the way I like to put it to be. What are the ingredients that embody you? You know the ingredients on how to make a cake and bake a cake. But what are the ingredients to bake you? To make who you are? What are those ingredients? And a lot of times people don't even understand what their ingredients are. So as a coach, I really help transform people's mindset into thinking, you know, into knowing and believing that, you know, confidence can be their ingredient, you know, abundance can be their ingredient that embodies them. Great communication skills, understanding, you know, different technical jargon. It can be a part of what makes you. But you have to first, you know, realize that, and we have to have those conversations, you know,
communicate. So we need to unpack, because when you said, you know, what are your ingredients that make up you, my brain was just like, what? Oh, what? I never even thought about that. I was like.
Yes, I actually do a seminar called Discovering the Ingredients of You. Discovering the Ingredients of You. And I probably should bring it back. I'm definitely going to bring it back fall, because it's so imperative for you to have your ingredients. I call it the ingredient card, the you brand ingredient card. So it's what you know. The you brand, by the way, is what you know and what you think about yourself, hence the you brand academy. What you know and what you think about yourself as it relates to your career journey.
Okay. So much to unpack. So there will be a part two, folks. That may be the paid version. So, because again, this is just too much, you know, fire for free. But what was the one before that? The seminar.
Discovering the ingredients of you. Yes.
It was just some of the spice, not all, just a little dash of paprika, whatever it is.
So at the end of this seminar, you're going to have your customized, personalized, you brand ingredients card. You know how, or recipe card, excuse me. So you know how each and like to bake a cake, you have a recipe card. Mm-hmm. Bake chicken, you got a recipe card. And each recipe is really unique, different. Every time I've done this seminar, Orlando, nobody's recipe mm-hmm. card is the same, which shows you that you can't compare your journey to their journey. You can't compare what you want to do to what they're doing. It really gets the conversation, the room, like engaged, like, oh, wow. You know, it could be, we can have literally, look, we can have the same ingredients, but the portions, the size of the different. Mm. Yes. We get down to the nitty gritty. I try to, and I help people transform their mindset and how they think about themselves. What do you believe about you?
Yeah.
I don't care how many rejections you may have gotten. I don't care who have said such and such and such about your career, or just you in general. I don't care what they said, but what are you saying about you? I think we touched on this earlier. There's the power of life and death is in the tongue. And so if you are speaking death to yourself, guess what? Why all the negativity? We need to encourage speaking life. And so that's what this seminar actually does. It helps you speak life to yourself in a unique way.
I love it because it has more components than what I'm about to say. It's the self-empowerment, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
It gets you out of that mindset. It causes a major mindset shift, and then ultimately forces you to take immediate, massive action.
Absolutely,
so I love that. Yeah, you got to bring that back. I absolutely want to be a part of that. Yeah, got to. So so different than the switch, and go into the Brand New Academy there. What? Give us a little bit about that too, so folks can kind of get their appetite wet.
Yes. So the You Brand Academy is my faith-based career coaching consulting firm where I elevate individuals on how to really transform their mindset and to unapologetically accelerate in their career journey. I have courses that I've developed on my website. I think, Shamika, she put it down there. You Brand.
I'm bringing it back up.
Yes. If you want to go to my website, check out some of the resources that I have developed. I'm always in developmental mode. I have a few things coming out this fall I'm excited about. And so one of the courses that I actually have on sale now is entitled Career Acceleration Secrets Disclosed. So you think I drop gems tonight? You're going to get a lot of gems, and it comes with a workbook. So it's a keepsake for you to really work on transforming your mind and transforming your appetite or view towards your workplace.
Love it. So talk to us now too about the podcast and mm-hmm. also the 7 a.m. Let me get it right. Career Prosperity Prayer Call.
Yes. So the Peculiar Career Chit Chat podcast actually started that the day the pandemic started. Like, listen, it was the announcement. Everything was like going up in a roar, and I'm up here launching podcasts.
that's what we do.
Right, exactly. But I was just led to release it at that time because of the various different topics that I was going to be talking about. And in that season, or in any season, people need hope. People need to really involve their faith when they are making decisions, critical decisions, when it comes to just like, look, it doesn't have to be about their career, but just life in general or business decisions, right? And so that the podcast name Peculiar Career Chit Chat is because these are conversations that you don't normally hear in the traditional workplace, right? Mm-hmm. Don't hear about, you know, how can I, what scripture should I land on? Like, what could be my anchor scripture in this season of my life, you know? And so that's what we go through within the Peculiar Career Chit Chat podcast. And I also give practical very practical advice on how you can accelerate authentically and unapologetically within your career journey. Also have a special segment on my podcast entitled Faith Over Facts Career Spotlight Series, where I spotlight individuals such as yourselves up there, everyday 9-to-5 professionals. They talk about how they have infused their faith on their journey up the corporate ladder or within their work life in general.
Love it. Love it. I'm going to just put it out there. I want to be a guest on the show. So
yes!
whenever you start having guests, if you have guests, but I'm definitely downloaded.
Listen, we are down. We actually now taking guests for 2023 season of the Faith Over Facts Career Spotlight Season. Everything is all filled up now. Praise the Lord. Look. So yes, I would definitely love to have you, Orlando.
So you have other professionals in terms of in the career coaching, career development space, or do you have job seekers on there as well?
So these are people who are in their season in their career journey, or it doesn't matter where you're at. You could be entry level in your career. Mm-hmm. You always have a story of faith or a story that you want to, I call it the career testimony. Like, what is your testimony? How did you get to where you got? How did you involve your faith in it? What does that look like for you? And if you haven't heard one of these conversations yet, you all, I definitely encourage you to download the Apple. We're on Apple Podcasts. We're on Spotify. We're on any podcast outlet you can name. We're up there. Go listen to those Faith Over Facts Career Spotlight series. And you will definitely be blessed. You'll definitely laugh with us too, because we talk about a lot of things in the workplace. Other than that, for the career prosperity prayer call, I was actually led to do this prayer call. I want to say, actually, almost 3 years ago now. What's today's date? The 19th? Yeah, like 3 years ago.
Well, you started it 3 years ago.
Huh?
You started it 3 years ago?
Yes, I started the Career Prosperity Prayer Call 3 years ago, but I wasn't consistent with it, Orlando. Mm. Let me tell you, there's power in consistency, but I'm going to get to that in a few minutes. So started it. Reason why I started it is because a colleague of mine called me on the phone, or reason why I was led to start it is because a colleague who I was working with or formerly working with called me on the phone and was literally crying. And I'm like, what's going on? They were like, I'm ready to like literally end my life because of of what was going on in their career journey in that season. And I was like, what? No. So of course I'm like pulling over, like, no, you will not. I'm speaking life to that person. And I said, no, this is not what you're going to do. And long story short, I had the prayer that Sunday, first prayer call that Sunday. It was absolutely powerful. And then I've been led to do it ever since. But of course, I wasn't consistent with it like the first year and a half. I didn't get consistent with it until July of last year. July of last year. And so with that consistency, it's definitely built discipline within me. Definitely, I've heard tons of testimonies from people listening to the prayer call, listening to, you know, the messages that I give in the morning. I had no idea how impactful this was going to be. So impactful that when we reached a year this past July, my podcast made the top 200 career podcasts in the U.S. for Apple Podcasts. Yeah. And so I was just overjoyed with that, because now it's like not just heard in the U.S., it's globally heard in multiple countries. Like, and I'm just like floored. Like, all I did was obedient, open my mouth and educate individuals on how to infuse their faith as well as elevating in their career journey.
Love it, love it. So that's every Monday morning, 7 a.m.
Yes, every Monday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Time, you can join us live on the prayer call. You can join us live. We do like a little praise and worship. We listen to some songs. We jam out. We start the week the right way, right? And so you can also catch the replay on the Peculiar Career Chit Chat podcast. And you're going to hear me, if you're catching a replay, you're going to hear me say good morning, right? But I'm saying good morning, not just because it's morning time, but good morning because, listen, you could be going through a dark phase in your career mm-hmm. journey, but we're just going to declare that the morning bright lights will come your way. The light will shine your way in your career journey.
Love it. We're gonna end it on that for the first session with you. So the last two questions would be, as you ask your clients, I want to ask you, what now that you're coaching folks in this entrepreneur space, what gets you up every morning? Where do you find joy in doing what you do?
Yes. Well, I'll tell you this, it's just full transparency. My version of success and what gets me up in the morning is obedience. I know what it's like to be in delayed obedience, right? And it's not pretty. It's not cute. It don't feel good at all. So I'm all about being obedient in this season and beyond. So I know that I have to get up every Monday morning, faithfully, before 7 a.m. and do what I got to do, right? That's just a part of the assignment. And I'm really focused on just making people enjoy, like helping people like reclaim, because it's yours. Like joy, happiness, all of that is promised to you. So why aren't you experiencing it, right? So that is what literally wakes me up in the morning, helps me get my day started. Look, in my quote unquote job description, as a career coach, as a career strategist, as a career consultant, I really, really take my assignment seriously. I take what I do seriously because I know it's going to impact so many people. So many people who can really, literally be joyful in their career journey and find purpose. Not just any old regular purpose, but like a divine purpose or fulfillment in what they're doing on a regular basis. Like I tell people all the time, career abundance is yours. Are you ready to get it? Let's get it together.
Love that. And now final question is, share with folks where they can find you, connect with you, run through that again, and get your services.
Yes. So you can connect with me on LinkedIn, of course. connect with me on LinkedIn, and I think my link should definitely be in the speakers section.
All right. Oh yeah, your profile. Yep, your profile.
Yeah. So definitely connect with me there. You can also connect with me on Instagram at Crystal Career Gems, because y'all, I'm always dropping them gems. Again, it's Crystal Career Gems. And with joining IG in that platform, you get to see a lighter side of me. But but you
I'm
can
look, I'm gonna look more. I saw we connected today. I'm gonna look through that.
Yeah, it's all fine. It's all good. It's all good. I'm always focusing on dropping career gems, but you can also connect with me on my YouTube page. I'm in the process of building my YouTube page. I just hosted a career prosperity prayerathon. Listen, it was a fabulous. You all have to definitely check it out on the U Brand Academy. And that's again, the U Brand Academy YouTube page.
Y-O-U.
Yes. The Y-O-U Brand Academy.
Love it. Love it. Well, Crystal, I appreciate you so, so much. We literally ran to the top of the full hour.
This conversation was so fruitful. Enjoyed it.
Absolutely. I'm so glad we connected. Reached out and you accepted the invite. You definitely got to have a part two. Let's definitely look for that on the calendar. But yeah, I just completely appreciate the value you bring, the authenticness of who you are, and just your passion to help folks, because I align with that a lot. So I appreciate that so, so much. Any final words for the folks?
But if I could just assist you in any kind of way, do not be afraid to reach out to me. As you see me here talking with Orlando and engaging with anybody in the comments, this is me. This is who you're going to get as a career coach, a career strategist, a career consultant. And I want to help you realize who you truly are. I want to help you get to the top, get to where you want to go within your career journey. So last but not least, I want you to do you unapologetically, meaning I want you to be you, who you are authentically, and not say, oh, I'm sorry for saying that. Oh, I'm sorry for, you know, being really who I am. I'm sorry. No more apologies. We're going to be who you are authentically. We're going to build authentically so that you won't have to say, oh, I just faked it till I make it. Look, that's a whole nother podcast. But absolutely despise that fake it till you're saying, because I'm like, what are you doing? That's not good at all. But anyways, I want you to do you unapologetically. And if you don't know how to, I can assist you with that.
Hold on for a second. I'm going to close this out with a quick video, but we will see you next time, folks, on the Career Talks Podcast. We are out of here.
Bye.